Random House Audio presents From Baghdad with Love, A Marine, The War, and A Dog Named Lava by Lieutenant Colonel J. Kuppelman with Melinda Roth. Read for you by Michael Kramer. Prologue. So he sent the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he put winged ones and a flaming sword turning every way to keep the way to the Tree of Life. Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. November 2004, first week of the U.S. invasion of Fallujah, Iraq. In an abandoned house in the northeast section of Fallujah, members of the 1st Battalion 3rd Marines, known as the Lava Dogs, froze when they heard a series of clicks coming from the one remaining room of the compound. Grenade pins? Most of the military deaths in Fallujah during that first week of the U.S. invasion happened inside buildings like this, where insurgents hid in upper rooms and threw grenades down at the Marines as they moved upward. There were a lot of head and face injuries, and while the Lava Dogs considered themselves some of the toughest Marines around, they named themselves out of respect for the jagged pumice they trained on back in Hawaii. Just being a Lava Dog didn't shield you from a grenade's fancy special effects. Being careful did. Being focused did. Having your weapon locked and loaded when you inched around every corner did. Click, click, click. Click. If a grenade did detach your face from your skull, at least you would check out in the GPS coordinate closest to heaven. Iraq was considered by most biblical archaeologists to be the location of the Garden of Eden, God's only hard copy of heaven, his paradise on earth. Not that you'd have adequate excuses prepared once you got there, because lines between good and evil here in the battle zone required more than reading glasses.